Are you new to trading or maybe struggling with your current trading? Maybe you're wondering if it's possible to trade at all with a small account or even while working a full-time job. I've actually been in the trading industry for over a decade now, and I started learning how to swing trade stock options while I was still working a full-time job as an engineer. And now today, years later, I now teach others how to analyze charts to find trade setups, how to choose the best strategies to trade, and how to become more independent traders. How? Well, that's what we cover in this series, ways to help you start trading with confidence, trading with purpose, and trading with insight. All right, so welcome back to our series, Trading with Insight. I'm Denine, I'm a stock options analyst, and I absolutely love analyzing charts, analyzing trades, analyzing stocks, analyzing options, and helping people to understand how they can analyze and find trade setups for themselves. So welcome back again. We are on question number 3. What are the best stocks to trade? What a great question. I'm sure you've had this question before, right? So let's think of it this way, right? You've decided that you want to start trading in the stock market. And then you realize you have no idea which stocks you should be trading. You just don't know. That's not uncommon. I know when I started trading, that was, that was something that went through my head. I have no idea what to trade, but I know I'm interested, at least somewhat, in trading. So some of the best advice that I can give you is to never just invest or trade anything, any kind of equity, security, anything. Don't just trade anything just because you heard some great news about some company on TV or because maybe your friends told you to do so. Does that make sense? Very rarely do those trades work out in your favor because you don't have the right type of insight, right? You're trading based off of just what someone else is telling you. You don't have the full picture. You don't have the right insight. So in my opinion, the best answer to this specific question, what are the best stocks to trade? I would say the best answer is the best stocks to trade are the ones that give you a profitable edge. Plain and simple. If it gives you an edge, that's the best stock to trade, right? So what I mean by that is you want to place trades on stocks that A, can give you a high probability of winning, right? Depending on the strategy you're trading, you want something that's going to give you a high probability of winning. And B, trade a stock that gives you enough credit or enough profits to allow you to be profitable over time, right? And so for me, I actually call this process insight trading because you would be trading based on calculated, systematic insight that you are gaining from the market, as opposed to trading on your emotions and your opinions and things like that. And just to be clear, for those of you who have heard of insight trading before, it's not the insight trading where you're exchanging, experiences or knowledge or things like that, because that's something different. That's a separate entity. So, or that's a separate situation. What I'm talking about here is market insight, right? And using that insight to place trades. That's why I call it insight trading. And that's why this entire series, that's why my entire system, my entire trading system and process, I call trading with insight because I'm using that insight to place these trades. So let's say for example, let's say for 1 week, let's say Apple, Google, and Home Depot, let's say they could have been the best stocks to trade for that week based on their recent price action and because they had maybe high trade win rates. So maybe for that week, Apple, Google, and what did I say, Home Depot, they could have been the best stocks to trade that week just for those reasons. And so let's say maybe for another week, maybe you're looking at Microsoft, Netflix, and Comcast. Maybe for that other week, those three were the best stocks to trade because they had high trade win rates, right? It's all going to be relative. So there's not a simple answer to say, this is the best stock, this is the best stock. It's all relative. And it all depends on what the market and what that specific stock is doing in the moment. So the obvious next question is, how do you get these win rates, right? How do you know which stocks have these high win rates at the moment? Which strategies are producing higher wins at the moment, right? That's the obvious next question. How do you get that information? How do you get that insight? And of course, there are a number of ways you can get them, some a little bit easier than others. And so we actually give you, with our training program that we have, we actually give you a full list of amazing stocks for you to focus on trading. Plus, on top of that, we're going to give you our fully loaded chart layout and our trade signals that automatically calculate these win rates on every single stock for you. So you don't have to worry about trying to figure out which stocks have the best win rates and the best strategies and things like that. It automatically calculates it for you. So that's something that we like to give to our students and clients just to make their trading process a little bit easier. And of course, we show you how to actually trade these stocks as well. So feel free to go ahead and check that out. Again, over at DeneenTrades.com, you can check out our training. You can check out some of the other things that we have as well, but that's something that we do offer for you. So that pretty much wraps up this episode. What are the best stocks to trade? Well, it just kind of depends. Again, hopefully that helps, and I'll see you guys in the next one.